Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Did I Get Anyway? The Talk Show.
Well, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Paige.
Right.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday, and welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The Talk Show. Today is Sunday, October 24th, 2010, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. And this evening's show is titled Dressing for the Occasion. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. This is Denise Harding. I'm the HR Lady.
How are you doing, Denise?
I am doing well. How about you, Donna?
I am doing great. It has been an absolute beautiful day here in Atlanta. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like an Indian summer, you think?
Very beautiful.
Yeah, it's been real beautiful. Well, listen, you guys, we are talking about dressing for the occasion this evening. And do you know someone, perhaps, that you disagree about how one is supposed to dress, or do you think the rules don't apply and simply do your own thing? Or perhaps you guys are out there thinking, who made the rules up anyway? Okay. So contact us and let us know what you think. Our phone number is 347-324-3295, or you can go ahead and shoot us an email at etiquettelady@gmail.com. Well, I want to make sure, since our show is What Is Etiquette Anyway, for the purpose of the new listeners, of course, Denise, we always like to answer that question. That would be the appropriate thing to do. So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So if you're thinking the question that we asked earlier, or you probably asked earlier, if you're listening, who made up the rules? Well, that's where they came from, Charles I and II of England. They copied those rules now, okay? Now, Denise, I know when we sent out our e-blast, we got quite a response of regarding this topic of appropriate versus inappropriate attire or dressing for the occasion. And so this should be pretty interesting. And why don't I start with the first one, and I know you've pulled several as well. Correct?
Yes, I did pull some.
Okay. Let's start with this one. It says, Dear Etiquette and HR Ladies, when growing up, my mom always taught us that we should have two sets of clothing, dressy and play or casual clothes. The same for shoes. I'm trying to teach my children that also, but my little six-year-old loves to dress up and wants to go outside to play in her dress clothes. How can I convince her to stop? By the way, I have her listening this evening as well. And this comes from Diane Carter in Covington, Georgia. Well, thanks for listening, Diane. That is so cute. To me, you know what? She sounds like a girly girl to me. She likes dressing up, as you mentioned, and you're just trying to convince her that, you know, she should not play in her dressy clothes. So, Diane, you didn't tell us what her name is, but of course we know she's listening. So listen to your mom, and it's okay if you put on something casual if you're going outside to play, because if you have on a dressy dress and you perhaps are running and you slip and fall, you could actually, the dress could be torn or it can be ruined. And if it's one of the special dresses that you really, really like, you will be upset if that dress is ruined. So to Diane's six-year-old daughter, listen to mom, okay, and go ahead and put on something a little less dressy when you go out to play so you can have that special dress to perhaps go on a play date and mm-hmm. and have fun, okay? That was real cute, Denise, huh?
It was cute. I remember those days.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, wanting to dress up like your mom and playing and in the house mostly. We didn't go outside with that, but that was fun. That was kind mm-hmm. of fun.
Yeah, we appreciate you sharing that, Diane. And, again, thank you so much for listening to the show. Okay, Denise, you want to jump in and go ahead?
Mm-hmm. I do have one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an email that is asking what should you wear? And I know this is a different kind of a topic that people may not think about, or perhaps they feel that this is something that, oh, yeah, you should know this. But the person says, dear etiquette ladies, in the last few years I've attended several funerals. And at funerals I have seen different kinds of attire, either extremely bright colors and, you know, some people are wearing jeans to the funeral, and sometimes it's suits, so a mixture of everything. What is the proper attire to wear to a funeral? Just curious. I always seem to wear dark clothing, such as black or navy. Thanks. This is Cheryl in Austin, Texas.
Oh, Joe, that's a good question. Generally, over the years, funerals have usually the color that is dictated to wear to a funeral is generally a dark color. So you're correct.
Mm-hmm. And very conservative as well. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Conservative dark colors. Black is so common, as well as navy as well, unless instructed
mm-hmm.
by, you know, the family. Sometimes, depending on if the family is really looking at this as a celebration and they don't want it to be drab, they
mm-hmm.
may ask you not to wear a drab black because that is such a common color for funerals.
Well, I have even seen also, Donna, where sometimes people wear white, like women might wear white to a funeral as well.
Uh-huh.
So, but I would think that really loud, strange colors may not be appropriate. I don't know. It could be, I guess, if it is a true celebration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But any time you're in doubt or you just really are not sure, then always
mm-hmm.
go the traditional colors, which is usually
mm-hmm.
a dark color.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see, Denise, and we'll kind of bounce back and forth here.
Okay, no problem.
This one says, I am a recent college grad, and I am on the interview circuit. My friend and I disagree about what should be worn to the interview. I think that it depends on the kind of job you are looking for. I am not going to wear a suit to an interview that is not in an office. My friend says, no matter where you are planning to work, you should wear a suit, even McDonald's. I disagree. What do you
mm-hmm.
ladies think? By the way, we both love listening to your show, and this is from Caroline Benefield in San Diego, California. Thank you for that question, Caroline. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to toss this one just directly to you, HR lady.
Well, I do appreciate Caroline sending that question in because actually I think both of them are right. However, in most occasions when you are going to an interview in person, you should dress in a suit. Now, men can also wear shirt and tie if it is a casual or more casual, less corporate-like environment that they're going to be working in. Say, for instance, I would suggest things like a restaurant, perhaps, if it's a McDonald's, or even in the retail environment, it's okay to wear a shirt and tie and a nice pair of slacks. I think it's okay for women to wear a suit, whether it be a pantsuit. If it's a corporate setting, I would suggest a dress or a skirt. And then if it's something less than very neat, just like the guys, pants with a nice shirt, and, of course, very conservative dress, meaning not a whole lot of jewelry that's dangling and sparkly, and not a whole lot of accessories that take away from perhaps in the interview where you're supposed to be speaking and selling yourself to that person who's interviewing. Leave all of the big and gaudy and shiny things off of it. And I know, Donna, in the old school, everybody would say wear a suit always. I've worn a pant suit, a jacket and slacks that matched to interviews in the past. And to me, it was very appropriate. So just don't wear anything like jeans that are holy and dirty. And if you do wear, say, a polo shirt and a nice pair of khakis, make sure that they are ironed, very neat, tucked in. Just some other things that I'm throwing out there. But I would say in a more corporate type atmosphere, where definitely wear a suit. And if it's less of a corporate type environment, very neat, well-groomed shirt and tie, and with the ladies, a pantsuit or a nice shirt and slacks is appropriate.
Great. And, of course, Denise will be having an HR show coming up real soon. You guys will have another HR show coming up.
I think that would be appropriate. This is the time of year when people are looking for part-time jobs to help supplement their incomes during the holidays, so I think that would be appropriate.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So you guys certainly stay on the lookout for that. Within the next few weeks, we will certainly be bringing back the HR etiquette show again. And on that note, Denise, I do have one that can kind of piggyback onto the one that you just read. And
okay.
It just says, my name is Scott Thompson. What about casual Friday attire?
I have one similar to that, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Well,
and that's
casual.
Awesome. He was straight to the point. That was it.
That's okay. Casual Friday in the business environment, to me, still means being somewhat conservative. Khaki pants and a polo-type shirt. And I think that would be appropriate for women and men. Sometimes people want to wear jeans. With the way the jeans are today, it's a little bit, you know, sometimes they're not quite appropriate to wear in the business environment. I would say that if you do wear something like jeans, that it's more of a pantsuit for women. If you have a jacket that goes with the pants and a shirt underneath, but I think a pair of slacks or khakis, or a nice pair of slacks for women and a nice shirt is appropriate, not like shorts or holy jeans or baggy jeans or, you know, very revealing tops like tank tops. That's not what they're saying when they say casual Friday or business casual, when they want you to wear that type of attire. So stay on the conservative side for that as well.
And if I can just piggyback a little bit on that, casual Friday is not going out to the beach wear.
I like that.
And I say that for a reason, because I worked for a company once where one of the major managers in this particular company, she came in, I couldn't believe it. She had on a little worn T-shirt and jeans and some flip-flops.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was really interesting because a lot of times, you know, and we always say on the show, too, when we do the HR shows, we always remind people that if you're not quite sure what to wear, you know, watch upper management. But in this case, it was like, no way. So that was really, really interesting. And for those of you that don't know what flip-flops are, those are the little floppy shoes that it just fits between your big toe and your index toe, and you go off to the beach. Or, you know, if you're on a sports team or something, you get out of the shower, you sometimes will throw those on to protect your feet. So that is not Casual Friday. So you guys, please, please don't get it twisted, okay? And on that note, we'll be right back after this quick break.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, @gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies @gmail.com.
You guys are just joining us. We are discussing appropriate versus inappropriate attire or dressing for the occasion. And just before we went to break, we were talking about Casual Friday. And, of course, the news again, just to kind of reiterate, Casual Friday is not going out to the beach where it's corporate kind of dressy type casual.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, of course, as you know, once again, we'll explore more of that on our HR etiquette show that will be coming up in the next few weeks. Okay, Denise, you want to go ahead and take another one of your emails?
I do. Dear ladies, I am planning on getting married in the near future, and this event will be for adults only. Is it appropriate for me to specify on the invitation that children are not allowed at this event, or how would I say that on the invitation? Thank you so much for being on the air. My family enjoys listening to you, and we miss you when you're not there. But we go back and listen to some of the archived shows, especially the ones on pet peeves. Thanks again. Wanda Thomas, Dallas, Texas.
Wanda, that's a really good question. You want to be specific, and it is perfectly okay when you are having an event, you're hosting an event, you are at liberty to determine who you want there. It's really simple. So, yes, you may say adults only, and then you may reiterate on there and say please no children. That is perfectly fine. And guys, when you see that on the invitation, don't ignore it and say, well, she knows me. She knows I have two kids, and, you know, I'm going to bring them anyway. That would be an etiquette blunder. And I've seen people do that. They will, you know, kind of automatically say, well, I know what it said on the invitation, but,
you know, I have kids, so I just thought it would be okay this time if I brought them. And you know what they would, the host would probably want to do? Probably call the etiquette police on you. So make sure you guys, with invitations, and we've done shows on invitations quite a bit, and RSVP and what that means, and making sure that you actually do respond one way or the other. So one
I did have an email. I did have an email on that as well, Donna, but that's exactly, it was from Gerald Arnold about the RSVP, and basically he was saying, why should I respond? They already know me, and they sent an invitation to me in the first place. So he says, don't you think they know that I'm coming? Thanks, Gerald Arnold, Ellenwood, Georgia.
Gerald, I know you're listening. And we're making light humor out of it because it's really common. A lot of people really feel that way. So we're not singling you out. Thank you so much for asking that question on behalf of a lot of people that are. So, again, with RSVP, what that means is they want to know exactly how many people are coming because they need to know how many people to prepare for. And I know I attended an event years ago, and they ran out of food. And, you know, some people were kind of walking around. They were talking about it, how I can't believe these people ran out of food. And, you know, they were just complaining and complaining. And me being the etiquette lady that I am, what I happened to ask was if they RSVP'd. And they said, well, no, they knew we were coming. So, I mean, we've known these people for years. That was the response. So that became a teaching moment for me. So I kind of explained that. I said, well, if you guys didn't RSVP, then it's quite possible since several other people did not do that either. So therefore, they did not plan for the amount of people who actually showed up. So we have to remember to make sure that you RSVP. It's responde souple is what that is what those what that means. And also going one step further, it's responding as to whether you are coming or not.
Right.
Okay. So if you're going to go, you call. If you're not going to be able to make it, then you also call and tell them, you know, I apologize, but I am not going to be able to make it. So the RSVPs are real important. So even though they know you and they sent you an invitation and they know you are coming, still have the common courtesy to go ahead and confirm with them, okay? And we thank you all for that that question. We'll be right back.
Do you need repairs made around your home, but you hesitate to book a contractor because of a bad past experience? Well, worry no more. 7-Day Contractors will put your mind at ease. They install decks, hardwood floors, kitchen cabinets. They do plumbing, painting, roofing, electrical work, and more. They are licensed, bonded, insured, and all work is guaranteed. No project is too big or small. 7-Day Contractors can handle them all. To schedule your free estimate, call 678-663-6817. 678-663-6817. 7-Day Contractors.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies@gmail.com.
Okay, guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about appropriate versus inappropriate attire, and we're answering some questions, answering some emails that a lot of you have sent to us, and thank you for that, Denise. Do you want to go ahead and go with your other one?
I do. Well, I just wanted to say also, I attended a wedding about a week or so ago, and it was very interesting to me when the invitation came out. It did say semi-formal. And as I got there and started to see people coming in, I was a hostess for this wedding. And, of course, several people had not RSVP'd, as we just talked about, and their names were not on the list. And we proceeded to explain to them the appropriate way to answer and let people know that you are attending the wedding. However, we did let them in. But my other observation was the attire. And we've talked on several emails about, of course, you know, that's our subject today. But the attire was semi-formal. And I saw everything from jeans, cowboy hat, cowboy boots, to a polo shirt and khaki pants, to pantsuits were fine.
Please say the first part again. What did you see?
This was a semi-formal wedding. It was a beautiful setting at a winery. It was an evening wedding, and the gentleman had on a cowboy hat, a cowboy shirt, jeans, and cowboy boots.
Did the etiquette attire police come and take him away?
Oh, my goodness. But his
date
was appropriately dressed, and I believe that was it was his wife, actually. But for the most part, I would say 95% of everybody was dressed appropriately, but the khaki pants and the polo shirt was a little much for me as well. You know, I went out and bought a nice dress and, you know, shoes and everything, and I was like, wow, this is interesting. Boy, I guess, you know, in different settings, people really don't understand, perhaps, or they're just not willing to go by the rules, the etiquette rules for that particular.
Is that the main reason we do the show, Denise?
Yeah, to educate, to help people understand, you know, what is the appropriate thing to do, say, act, and everything.
Gosh.
Well, I was a little bit disappointed, but. You know what? The wedding turned out to be very nice, and everybody had a wonderful time.
Great, and that's the main thing. But, guys, yeah, semi-formal means, you know, dressy, not necessarily to the floor, which is formal, but no cowboy boots or hats or jeans and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to read our quick list. It's a cute a letter or email we've got.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Okay, this letter says, my name is Missy. I helped my mom cook when she wasn't feeling well. Do you think that was kind? When we listen to your show every week, you remind us to do an act of kindness. Absolutely, Missy. Very good. That is absolutely wonderful. And we do remind you to do an act of kindness. And I'm sure your mom very much appreciated that. And we here at the What is Etiquette Anyway show, we certainly do applaud you. Well, you guys, looks like we're out of time. Thanks again for supporting our show and listening. And those who emailed us, those joining us for the first time, our loyal listeners who tune in each week, thank you so much. And be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen in as well. And after all, as Denise and I just said, we are trying to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And once again, just like Missy did, be sure to initiate a random act of kindness. And we'd like to remind you again, or thank you again for tuning into our show, spending part of your Sunday with us. Take care, good night, and God bless.
God bless. You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.